Welcome back to ZA Confidential, the podcast where we meander through the back roads of the Cape Vineyards, drinking, slurping, stopping at the side of the road to throw up, all those good things you do on a Cape wine tour. And today we have a Cape White. Before we introduce the wine, welcome to our tasters, Malcolm McDonald from Clientele, economist and investor Chris Hart, consultant Dwayne Newman. I'm John Fraser, and of course the man whose every word we cherish, Michael Olivier. Hi, Michael. What are we drinking?
John, we're drinking a De Wetzhoff Riesling 2017 vintage. This is a grape which Jancis Robinson, the British wine writer, describes as the greatest white wine grape in the world. I'm one of those who believes that it is. It's a very fruit intense wine. It has a very characteristic, what they call terpene nose, which is sort of benign turpentine, petrol, soft floral nose, and of course wonderful, wonderful fruit. The flavors are very impactful in that it is a wine that has a wonderful acidity, but it's a soft, round acidity with masses of really delicious fruit, and then this lovely long ending, which is beautifully balanced and which has a lovely minerality to it.
Well, I'm enjoying it, Michael. It's actually more complex than I was expecting. I was expecting something a little bit more summer afternoons glug away. This is a notch up or two in the wine stakes. Wonderful array of flavours, beautiful complexity, a superb food wine.
Yes, absolutely.
And De Wetzhoff, I know, does Chardonnay and does some pretty impressive Chardonnay. I wasn't aware they ventured into Riesling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, they do Sauvignon Blanc, they do some wonderful reds. But the interesting thing is that Dani De Wet, who is a sort of patriarch of the company with his two boys, Johan and Peter, who run the estate. Dani actually studied at Geisenheim, which is the German Wine Institute. So I think the love for Riesling came from there. This is quite an old vineyard. It's about 18 years old. It's a small vineyard. So it's really a single vineyard wine.
Okay, well, as usual, what do I know? Chris Hart.
Well, I agree with you in terms of the sophistication. I think it's also quite soft and relatively sweet. I'd almost say it could be a dessert wine as well. In that sense, I think it could go well. But again, with a good plate of food, this would be absolutely excellent. But I think you can also have this just by itself. I think this is something that I can certainly enjoy very much.
I know for the purists, this is about the right temperature, which we're drinking it at. Mm-hmm. I would chill it a bit more.
Yes.
I'm afraid for my taste, it deserves to be a little more chilled. But as I said, I'm enjoying it. Dwayne?
Yeah, so I'm not a big white wine fan. But I think Michael's right. I mean, it's fruity, right?
Yeah, it's wonderful fruit.
But it's not acidic. Okay. So it lingers.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I think makes it a lot more pleasant for me.
Yes.
Okay. The fruitiness and the lingering without being too acidic.
Mm-hmm. But it does have that sort of lovely soft fruit acidity, doesn't it?
Yes. So I'm actually enjoying it. So I suppose the question with a wine like this is, where would I have it?
Yeah.
Okay. In a glass, normally.
Not in a box, right? So where would I have this? I mean, I'd probably have this on a summer afternoon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Would I have it with food? No. Okay. I would like to enjoy it by
Interesting.
Itself.
Interesting. Yeah. I must say, I have a friend who's taken lately to serving white wine with cheese.
Oh, okay.
And this this style of wine goes wonderfully with sort of like goat's cheese and that sort of more. There's a wonderful cheesery called Dalewood Fromage, and they make a 6-month-old Huguenot cheese, which is a cheddar type hard cheese.
Okay.
Delicious, lovely, smooth, and creamy. Be perfect with this wine.
Now, 6-month-old Huguenots are also quite cheesy, I gather.
Yes.
We're just going to take a brief pause, but we will be back in just a second. Well, Malcolm, what do you make of this?
I think it's very interesting and very complex, as you said. A little sweet for my taste, but I'm sort of processing all of the different flavours, and that's the thing that fascinates me about wine. And I enjoy a wine that I can take some time to understand all the bits and pieces of the flavour makeup.
Now, of course, Michael, we're drinking this now.
Yeah.
It's presumably a fairly recent release on
the
market.
It's 2017, yes.
2017, yeah.
Yeah.
Almost as old as me. and I have a suspicion that if we were to drink this in 10 years, it would still have a lot of complexity.
Yeah, absolutely.
It might even be more complex and interesting.
Yeah.
We don't tend to age our white wines very much in South
Africa.
No,
we don't. We should. I think that it certainly makes a huge difference. Huge difference.
Malcolm, would you take the risk of laying down a few bottles, or, as you say, is it a bit too sweet for you?
I think it's a bit too sweet for me. I can appreciate it for its complexity and its quality. It really is an excellent white wine, but it's not my taste.
Okay, Chris.
I like the sweetness. I could have this with some ice cream. No, I
you can have anything with ice cream.
No, but I actually like the sweetness, and it's. I would definitely, look, to have a few around.
Dwayne, do you do much laying down of wine?
You asked quite forward in your questions, John. So, I think what would I do with this apart from, I suppose, sipping it on the balcony by itself? I think, maybe after a meal, with the cheese. Okay, I'm a bit of a cheeseaholic. Okay, so I think it could be well matched.
That's quite an important point, isn't it?
I mean, as I said, this is a wine that'll go beautifully with goat's cheese. It'll go very well with that Dalewood Huguenot fromage that I was talking about. It would be great with a lovely camembert and some watermelon preserve and some nice crisp biscuits. Yeah.
See, now those sorts of things might get me into a white wine, because usually when something that all by itself doesn't appeal to me is paired with something that offsets its flavour and balances it beautifully, that would make it much more interesting and appealing to me.
And of course, Michael, we've spoken before about the benefits of a good restaurant that will have a fairly varied and interesting selection of wines by the glass. If you were to order the cheese platter after a nice meal, and as you know, I tend to order the cheese platter after a nice meal, I think a glass of this to accompany it would be wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just out of interest, the perceived sweetness. I've just been having a look at the residual sugar in this. In this wine, and residual sugar dry is from 1 to 5 grams per litre, and then off dry is from 5 onwards. This is 7. So the sweetness that you're getting there is the sweetness of the fruit. I just think it's a delicious, delicious wine. It really is.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed to all our tasters. It's a wine that I think we all appreciate, even if we didn't all love. And as I say, cool this down a bit, and it would be a real choice of mine for many, many a happy hour. So it's just for me to thank our tasters today, Malcolm McDonald, Chris Hart, Dwayne Newman, and of course Michael Olive here, who will remind us what we've been drinking.
We've been drinking De Wetzel Riesling from Robertson, 2017 vintage, which retails at 212 Rand.
I'm John Fraser, and that was ZA Confidential.